Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and it's wonderful to hear your voices together today. We're going to go up together to the throne of God. He calls us his prayers for this season. You know, it came to me that we have a lot of new people on the line. I know we do because people have asked for the number. And some of you may not know what's going on. You tuned in, you called in, and you just don't understand what's happening. It's all very biblical, and it's a very supernatural thing that's happening. And I don't have time to explain it today because as soon as I finish this call, we finish this call, I have to rush to the airport. So finish packing, too, and rush to the airport. But I will explain it more in detail. So Acts chapter 2 will give you a clue that it doesn't say they spoke in other tongues, but they heard them in their own language. So that's what's happening with Max. He's hearing, he's the interpreter on the appointed interpreter, and he's hearing it in Arabic. Bless the Lord. Now, as a courtesy, you who are new on this line, when we first started our prayer calls, we didn't have so many on the line. And we could just hear each other so plainly when we checked in, and it blesses us so. Now that we have so many on the line, if you will remember to mute your phones, you might want to pray, you might want to sing, and that's great. But mute your phone, please, so that we can hear each other as they sign on and be encouraged as we hear your voices and where you are from. It's very encouraging to me, and I know it's encouraging to others when I see how God has called you, and I believe you're called if you're on the line. It just blesses us and strengthens us. Bless the Lord. Now, I do want to tell you that I've been in San Antonio at Christians United for Israel. I've been a member of Christians United for Israel since it began, since I was a part of the first ministers that Brother Hagee called, when the Lord told him to raise this group up. And now we see with the current conditions actually why we are here. Oh, my goodness, as I heard here, and they have wonderful speakers, this is a leadership conference for CUFI, Christians United for Israel. They're all saying, you are here for such a time as this, and we are 10 million strong. You can join us and become more. This is Christians United for Israel, CUFI. Now, when you call them to join, and when you call them to order something, would you please tell them Billy Brim sent you? I'm a regional director, and I want them to know I'm doing something out here. So, we're going to Summit, and at Summit in Washington, D.C. area, starting July 24th, I believe it is. I'm not sure exactly about the dates. You better look that up. But it's in July. You go online, you'll find out. And come on the Sunday before, because we speak that day. Lynn Hammond, Daughters for Zion leader, Cheryl Morrison, and myself, and we have a great prayer meeting, as that's a kickoff to the summit. And then at the summit, we will be going up and visiting our senators, our representatives, and speaking to them concerning Israel. You will go right into the office of the persons that you have elected to office, and you will get to lift up your voice to them. Now, if you register for that, you might consider, they're offering something wonderful this year, a three-day vacation, I think it is. And you would be toured in Washington, D.C. They have lots of contacts and places to go and the sites to see. And it might be a great family vacation for you. Now, also, too, I was impressed by one of the men who stood up and told what he's doing. Even little things count now. Maybe you didn't get to go with us to Israel on the Israel trip and lift your voice there. But you can lift your voice right where you are. And they have provided ways to do it. He told how he wears T-shirts in his neighborhood, which has lots of Jewish people that say, Israel, you are not alone. And one thing that really spoke to me was yard signs. They are offering yard signs, and there is no cost for the yard sign. There may be for sending it to you. I'm not sure about that. But the yard sign says, Israel, you are not alone. And it comes with a little stick, you know, and you put it down in your yard. And I live in the boonies, so the only ones I'm going to be talking to are the deer and the turkey. And but I'm still putting it in my yard and putting it in Prayer Mountain's yard and putting it in a Glorious Church Fellowship yard in Collinsville. And it says, a sign that says, Israel, you are not alone. If you live in a city, if you live somewhere where people are, Jews especially, are passing by, oh, how wonderful to encourage them in this way. Now, you can order this by this email. You can order these signs, whatever you need. rod.ginn@cufi.org. That's rod.ginn@cufi.org. You can also mail Post Office Box 1307, San Antonio, Texas, 78295. And if you don't mind, say Billy Brim sent me. And then that will get me some. They'll know I'm not just resting on my laurels out here, but that we're actually working with them, because I do so believe in this very influential organization. I go to Israel and I see what it means to them there. Now, I have gone to Israel during the war, and I will be at our church, a Glorious Church Fellowship, pastored by my son and his beautiful, capable wife, Chip and Candace Brim, February 4th at 10 a.m. I don't promise you're going to get out at 12, because I'm going to share the trip, going to share things. I won't keep you until midnight like Paul did, but we're going to look at, oh my, so much to look at. And so they'll be very informative for you that morning at a Glorious Church Fellowship, February the 4th, 10 a.m. If you can be there, I'm going to ask all the WWPs to stand up. So you be there and count. You do count so very, very, very much. Now, Brother Max is going to be finishing his testimony up at his church in Minneapolis. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. I will be finishing my testimony this Sunday, and Tony is going to be with us. He's coming. And also, I just wanted to say to the new people on this call that, really quick, I'm a former Muslim saved by supernatural way. Met Miss Billy back in 1994. Didn't like what she said because she had her support to Israel. My wife had to push me to go to church because there is a speaker talking about Israel or Palestine, I should say. That's why I went. But in 2011, January 12, 2011, over 13 years ago, a little bit over 13 years ago this month, I was saved again supernaturally, and I don't know anything about the Word of God, but God connected me with Miss Billy again, the lady I walked away from. I came back to the Prayer Mountain of the Ozark, or Branson, I should say. And here we are.
Here we are. It's very supernatural.
You
can go online, I'm sure, and they've archived his testimony also on our Thursday night at Autumn Assembly. He gave his testimony and some of the people involved there. So you might want to watch that, and then you can find out what's going on, and he will archive his testimony from last Sunday and this Sunday. It's coming up Sunday. And if you're in the neighborhood, perhaps you could get to his church and bless the Lord. So, hallelujah. We're just so thankful. So thankful for this prayer. So thankful for you. So thankful we can lift our voices together. And while I was between our calls here, I got a prayer request for a spiritual leader. Now, the Lord tells us to pray for the leaders and those in authority. But really, to tell you the truth, those in spiritual authority is a higher authority than civil authority. So we're always watchful to be sure to pray for those in civil authority, and we do pray that. We're praying right now about the elections. We took authority this morning in our own, together we took authority, and you need to be taking authority in your area so that the demons have to stay out of our electoral process. But we don't forget the spiritual authority. Don't forget your pastor. Hallelujah. Me. I so appreciate, I know that I have your prayers. And I, to tell you the truth, I feel them. When we went to Israel, I told Shelley, I've never felt prayer like this before. Such an uploading and upholding in prayer. And so I got this call, and it reminded me, I do not know whether it is a physical need, a financial need, a spiritual need. I don't know. But God knows who this person is, and we're going to pray for all those. That Bible says in Timothy, that verse says, all those who are in authority. So right now, we're across the United States, we're around the world, and we're going to lift up to you, Father, those who are in spiritual authority. I'm going to lift up in my thinking right now the name of the person. And you know who that person is. I'm expecting good results, positive results, healing results, financial results, guidance results. Every bit of that person's life. For Father, we need the leaders. We need the leaders who are given to God and have and give so much to us. In the name above every name, whatever their needs are, think now of your pastor. Think now of your teachers' prayers. Think now of the prayer leaders. Think now of the body of Christ and the gifts God has given. We lift them up to divine guidance. We lift them up to truth. Open their eyes to the things they need to see in this hour so that their churches, their flocks, will be Spirit-led, Holy Spirit-led in truth and in doctrine. Doctrine means teaching. And, oh, Lord, if there are things they don't see, we pray that you give them eyes to see and lips to utter. Oh, Father, we just praise you and thank you and give you glory. And we lift the body of Christ to unity. I know you told us that unity this year we are to manifest God and it can only and your power and your glory and it can only be done through unity. Oh Father, oh Jesus. That's what you prayed in. You prayed that in John 17. And so we lift up the Lord's Prayer. We lift up John 17. Amina qua. Shele no nombre hedika halakaya na kohula kavranda. Iswato bele da vrandye mi kalakambra. Oh, Father, we pray what Jesus prayed. We unite with him in prayer. Thank Kibilihushakya Galagongambri Bretonyanika Elibraho Adibakwa Icho Nasandira Kai Bavora Manakila Danya Bavora Nakira Kalai Abidon Dambri Lelata Sweet Ofrandia Kamino Chadagambi Tuhusha O Rabatinya Kavila Deshkadon Jedagodo Hubrakai Eje de Kalakav Rakjana Kobri Kafrakai Yananananya Legoda Kotashkadon Chedagotoshka Dipra Kataka Papa Isata Kohula Kapi Totoko Shante Ati Kohula Kafrahala Kakanya Nekohula Kapi Totoko Milite Hiria Kora Mandara Kora Pati Ejena Kahalaila Gambita Kahola Kapito Lago Unche Deneka Allah Oswehenya Koho Patita Lago Befretisha Nuno Kombre Kala Kapito Ele Pritfasho Nuno Nombre Kata Kapo Ebedega Ah Eje de Barato Hishan Che Nuno Kare Kakai Ene Kahala Kai Abela Dombre Kede Kahala Kai Baradicho Baradicho Nani Ene Kohola Kapito Meshitanya na kohola kafi ta kohola kebrati Tajuna nonya na kohola kaya na kohola kafa Eji de kohota kahara katanya na kohola kapapi Alida bravro le menanya na kohola kebrati Nanya na kohola kafa katahara kaya na kaha Tisho toho shanya na koho Kebelite he shanya na kaya Kavita kora manjata. Ajo to kopreti li kandja na kora pati. Isanju na kohole ke vrendja na kohole ka palaka. Ajo na kohole ke banje ne ka halakaj. Abida njona na nonje. Abida ka halakita. Manje ne ka halaj. Gere prata pramena komunito. Shatu pitai. Pevredui jvora dumbra vito do gobra. Ale danier to nani nikohola kabale danier nikohola kabala kaya na kala kadai. Ashom de le kabra. Gui vapcio no kora. Pele kanyata makito. Kobra katinio no ko. Oho sabre tashata daya. Kabala tonya nikohola kaya. Kola karataya na kahala kavala koto onche. Isha na makarya na 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 kukya. Pilibritwa shanyote. Bilibratwa shandanda na kukunche. Ikala kaha. Ajina motwa shandara kuhula kapito. Kashina kaha. Amprakatito. Mashkotore maka. Melukondiano na kukren. Melutondia na kohola kepra. Nyena kore ne kwa avra de kuto onje de ku ola kapra. Kya de ku onje ne kola kapito. Kavido kohore kampaya na kohore kapalitete na kohore kapa. Ajando do goria patenia ne ko holo ko praka aya no ko olege panya ne ko olo kocha. Revanyo no koro, menga lakito kafra, mengo lakito frakalenye, agela donya, andro goshete e beletania karakakai. Onye ne ko wa. Balia no nombre. Udujua shwebra dalekaya makalaka kabre kalaka ngabre Ejanyo nokora pitanya nikai alidonya mika Gravino, gavrino, gravino milai Ardenyo no hoshe de kaya naka Ladenyo no kopri kafrenye nika Elevujua shanyora manyete lida Sangora manyene henyando rogora Levradoshka danjanya na kura kai, ebilidonya evridwasha na kura matai. Kavidanierto, Kabilatete, Alegangonga, Lali, Argandiene, Nanangi, Leshotoloku. Chevaradi, Makolokobre, Brando Lokohushai, Ezenemakwa, Ezenemakwa Danye, Ezenanakaria Tora, Ezekandiombre, Vrati Moshe, Zobragaya, nonombre, Kafrai, Lalaloton, Yenikalai, Abradanye, Nekolokobre, Vredashon, Denekodohishatata. Kabilataha, Kavidanyana Kohor, Kavidakahai. Pashitora manakaha, Pashitora kampre kata kohola. Bede de tishwa, malakora maniko, kavida kohole. Kavitaka. Eshutu kohora kapa, makora kotita, kavela kohora kangangu, kato kohoshet. Eshtiano. Palita pre, ratoko onje, eje na makaya, na kohula kavrakya, na kora kapito, eje de kotoshka, danje de gohojang, toroko ore kapra. Evili dojka dabra kaya na kondye, evili dubra vrati, toro gohojang, de gohojang, de gohojang, de kakaya, na kohala kapito, de gohojeteka. Eje na motuar, sotoro go bebe, dale kavrandye, diskotonje. Kabidator, mahalakaya, nakahalako kakala, lidrago dangerago doji de gavravada. Jenagoro gavarego dobra gada gombraka, tale kale kanya na korpati. Jenemakaraka taye na kohola kavara denye na kohola kapa. A jonde veredadia na korum and yanda, ale kongabri, kale kavregia, na rubo brashke. A juno nombre katekaha, yane kohore kata, yane kaha, yane kara kateanda de kodoshka. Everitia, moche, moche, moche. Pifroto, pifroto nanya. Kevedeka, alamakene, e nyeneka. Kereka prakafa, kareko onjeni, nekahalaka prete. Ejena korampaka, rakatanya, nekoto shata, delivereta anjonda, nekoto shakyata. So the gobreka takovanana, nekohara kapra. Ajdionda, nekojatoro kotojka defrapakato obre, elevrandioshka, taraka halaila, halaila, halaila. No, it's a babalata, yeah. Kapiteko umbe. Kafi tako balati, mango leche andiale. Lato nege branda vi, brasko nira ayatai. E junyu wa kamanya nota. Manyona ko levele banya na kohule kabaya na kaya na halayla. Para dehenya na na kaya. Gobra banyerto, emenekwa, ajanyo lali. Kebe la danye ne koro da vero doje ne ka, pa donye ne ka frapatatio. Kebe le tehishanyo, ege le kabra halakito, ale denye ne ka, Gablo, yene koro kati, yene kohalai. Gible toi, monsieur toko, ojete kapahalai, kaka, mati, nonya ti, evelai, nonya ni. Ole levandio, kala kala ki, maragara gondi, nara kara ki, eshi atorata, eshi atore, kale toti paka. Paritokari. Tonyanikwa, Manako Tebre, Kataka Praha, Shondeliko, Onyanoko Obe. Lelelata, Onyanoko Horakapa. Oje Bratashka Tanche de Kokoshka. Kapita Kahalala. Onyanoko Horakapa. Kashete, Onyanoko Horakapa. Kashu Dome, Bratashko Doshete. Also no cumbre bratusha delle trambraccia, no corre capigno, no corre copra, le dubra halito toco hosheni, ne cahara la coro, ma calacaia, ne cahalai. Belitaha, belitaha, belitaha. Libro tua, shano no copre che le cahala capanga, no cola capiglio. Ma je te cobre cala ca franca una copraque, e je de cohora ca bagna, ne cohora co topre catania, ne cohora ca pra, e le verato, bala ca ianangi, de la cobre catara, catele, caniera, cacaia, na cora, cacaia, na chile, cacaia, na chi, e je ne cobre ne capaha la caia, na cohola ca bala ca dania, ne che de co, oce ca, apaca, ha, 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 bravegne. Bruski dobra mašete. Gavi dobra vranđano. Gavi žutu balete tjede gaj. Ušata do goholaka. Ušata do gohole kepa. Mača kene. Maškatorja bakaj. Maškatorja bataj. Kalito, gavidanjata, gavidanje. Kalito, levelataj, anon jerto mane. Kalianta, leveletarjano, hašjede, ne gavale, brotonje, ne kaja. Oh, rabatene ni kalatayanda. Oh, brahalakaya, brahalakaya nansholamen. Isato do govre eche ne kodoshka paprika to kodosha. Eje ne manuada kobre kadagaha samre. Kede kahalai. Ebella tu. Nangeli duška, a velja tvoja šatja na kohola ka vratja, bil dva žando makita lakaj. Prethanje na koholaj. Idi ka brato, prakata kahala mandanje na kohučata. Idi reka ha. Ishato do koholele. Tavro dižva, ta ne no ko brevre dužba, da še andele ko tabri, ka to ko ole. Ishato, šato rako to ošem djana kaja. Kavila te hišanda rako oče, tere ka daška. A so to kohole ka fandje ne ko to oška. Gala gamre, te na korana na nje. Vegala kala to 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 kohošan kia to kohošan kia. Prasad bih zdejma. Kofrak je na kora. Blessed be his name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory and honor and salutation, for thou art worthy to be praised. We lift up our hearts and our hands together, Lord, together all over this country and other parts of the world. We lift up our hands to praise you and give you thanks. Every good gift comes down from the Father above. And this prayer call is a good, good gift. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Oh, I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 33:10 and 11. Psalm 33:10 and 11. Thank you, Lord. Next line. Be powerful in me, with me. Be powerful in me, with me. Be powerful in me, with me. Thank you, Lord. I'm just sensing heaviness here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Next line. Never fear evil. Evil have force, but you have me. Okay, I'll read it again. Never fear evil. Evil have force, but you have me.
Let me read that back to you, please.
Sure.
Never fear evil. Evil has force, but you have me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Next line, Isaiah 54:17. Isaiah 54:17. Next line, this fight is my fight. This fight is my fight. Next line after this fight is my fight is underlined. I am your God, and I shall destroy the evil plans. I am your God, and I shall destroy the evil plans, with an S. I am your God, and I shall destroy the evil plans. Underline it.
Underline, correct?
Yes. Yeah, underline the whole line. Next line is Deuteronomy 28, verses 7 through 10. Deuteronomy 28, verses 7 through 10. Next line. I promised, with an end with a D, I promised in my words that I will destroy their plans against you, church. Okay, I'll read it again. I promised in my words that I will destroy their plans against you, church. Sorry, there's a truck outside. I promised in my word that I will destroy their plans against you, church. Next line. The book of Exodus 23:2-3, verses 22 through 24. Exodus 23, verses 22 through 24. And then the Lord gave us Psalm 21, verses 11 and 12. Psalm 21, verses 11 and 12. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined. I will get, oh, rid of them. I will get rid of them. Underline it. I will get rid of them. Mm. I will get rid of them. Next line. Hold fast to my word. Be confident in me. This is my war, my power. Wow. Hold fast to my words, Vanessa. Be confident in me. This is my war, my power. I'll read it again. Hold fast to my words. Be confident in me. This is my war, my power. Then he gave us Psalm 81. Psalm 81, verses 14 and 15. Psalm 81. Verses 14:1-5. Then after that, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Probably all know this one. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. And he gave us Ephesians 6:10-11. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 10 and 11. Next line. Oops, I dropped my envelope. Well, this is a long line. I am your strength, your helper in times of need. Continue to pray with my friend and prophet. I will protect you and keep you safe. I'll read it again. I am your strength, your helper in times of need. Continue to pray with my friend and prophet. I will protect you and keep you safe. Do you want me to read it again? I can.
Let me read it back to you, see if I got it. I am your strength, your helper in times of need. Continue to pray with my friend and prophet. I will protect you and keep you safe.
That's correct. Next line. This one is underlined. The devil has no power over you, church. The devil has no power over you, church. The devil has no power over you, church.
Thank God.
Underline the Lord. Yes.
Underline? The Lord.
Underline, yeah.
Underline?
Underline it, yes. That's right.
Okay.
Next line is 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. He gave us this before too. Next line, 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Next line. Do not just sit. You are to overcome the plans of evil. Wow. Plain English. Do not just sit. You are to overcome the plans of evil. Do not just sit. You are to overcome the plans of evil. Next line. Psalm 44, verses 5 through 7. Yeah, that's a 5. Okay, Psalm 44, verses 5 through 7. Colossians 1, verses 13, 1, 3, and 14, 1, 4. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Another psalm. Psalm 34, 17. Yeah, 17. Psalm 34, 3, 4, verse 17. Next line is underlined. Your prayer to cancel the enemy plans. Your prayer to cancel the enemy plans. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Underline the whole line. Your prayer to cancel the enemy plans is underlined. Next line. Next line. And you are to listen, church. You are to listen, church. Next line, the book of Leviticus 26, verse 7. Leviticus 26, 7. Next line, oh, this one is underlined. Defeat the enemy. Defeat, oh, the five nations. There we go again. Defeat the enemy. Defeat the five nations. Underline the whole line. Defeat the enemy, defeat the five nations. Next line. The change of this year is Ezekiel 38:39. You are to do it, and I am with you. Okay, I'll read it again. Thank you, Lord. The change of this year is Ezekiel 38 and 39. You are to do it, and I am with you. Yeah, different directions this afternoon here. I'll read it again. The change of this year is Ezekiel 38, 39. You are to do it, and I am with you. Next line. Luke 10, 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Next line is Psalm 138. Verses 7 and 8. Psalm 138, verses 7 and 8. Next line. I am with you. You are to cut them off. And you are stronger than them in me. Sorry, there's a part that's underlined here, but I'll tell you when to underline. I'll read it again. I am with you. You are to cut them off. Now this part is underlined. And you are stronger than them in me. So I am with you. You are to cut them off. This part is underlined. And you are stronger than them in me. Thank you, Lord. All right, moving along here. Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 9. Micah 5, 9. 2 Samuel 22, 18. I believe he gave this one to us before. 2 Samuel 22, 18. Next line. By my right hand and my strong arm. Oh, yeah, arm. In prayer. Asking and listening to me and my words. Okay, I'll read it again. Try to do it a little better here. By my right hand and my strong arm in prayer. Asking and listening to me and my words. That's what the line reads. By my right hand and my strong arm, in prayer, asking and listening to me and my words. All right, moving along. Luke 1:71.
Luke 1:71?
71, yeah. Psalm 9, verse 3. Psalm 9, 3. Next line. I will not let them succeed against you. Oh, underline the soul line. Sorry about that. I will not let them succeed against you. And the whole line is underlined. I will not let them succeed against you. Next line. I will show you the hidden and help you to defeat your enemies. I will show you the hidden and help you to defeat your enemies. I will show you the hidden and help you to defeat your enemy. Next line. I have the table prepared for you. Yeah. That's what he gave us. I have the table prepared for you.
Hallelujah.
You probably know more than me about this. Praise the Lord. Psalm, I'm sure you do. Psalm 23, verse 5. Yeah, that's 5. Psalm 23, 2, 3, verse 5. Next line. You have my blessings. You have my blessings. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is what we prayed.
Very, very interesting. Why don't you tell them what the five nations, just to brief us, what the five nations are that the Lord's been talking to us about.
The five nations are, I don't know if I can put them in order. I have to go back to my notes. But
no,
they are
matter.
Turkey.
Sometimes he changes the order.
Sometimes, yeah, that's true. So it's Russia, Iran, Turkey, Libya, China.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
Those
five
are
nations.
The five nations that he's been talking to us quite a bit about.
Yeah.
Okay. He starts with Psalm 33:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever.
Psalm 33:10-11.
10 and 11.
You said,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you're reading at 10, but maybe you said 11.
Psalm 33:10-11. Oh, how I do love this. The Lord sent me with this message. He sent me with this psalm to give it to Ariel Sharon once. The nations were saying that Israel should give away even the Temple Mount that was offered. And the Lord sent me to talk to Ariel Sharon with this verse, Psalm 33:10. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Hallelujah. The ESV and the New American say he frustrates. I'll read it to you from the ESV. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. And then the statement, be powerful in me, with me. Never fear evil. Evil has force, but you have me. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54:17. We love this verse. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. The fight is my fight. Next line underlined. I am your God, and I shall destroy the evil plans. Deuteronomy 28:7-10. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your barns and in all you undertake, and he will bless you in the land that the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways and all the peoples of the earth shall see that you were called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Satan. I promised in my words that I will destroy their plans against you, church. Exodus 23:22-24. If you do mistreat them, and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless. Psalm 21:11-12. Though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. You will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Next line underlined, I will get rid of them. Hold fast to my words. Be confident in me. This is my war, my power. Psalm 81:14-15. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord will cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Ephesians 6:10-11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes, strategies of the devil. I am your strength, your helper in times of need. Continue to pray with my friend and prophet. I will protect you and keep you safe. The next line is underlined. The devil has no power over you, church. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Do not just sit. You are to overcome the plans of evil. Psalm 44:5-7. Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name shall we tread them under who rise up against us. I will not trust in and lean on my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our foes and have put them to shame who hate us. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Some of my favorite verses. I praise God and thank him for them almost every day. Those very verses. Psalm 34, 17. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Hallelujah. Next line underlined. Your prayer to cancel the enemy's plans. And you are to listen, church. Leviticus 26, 7. You shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Now, this is directed, I believe, toward those two political leaders just mentioned and named. I think it's instruction.
Miss Billy?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. You probably need to go back a bit to Exodus 23, 22, 24. I didn't even catch that. Brenda did. You read the wrong. Let me see which one you read wrong here.
Exodus 23, 22 through 24?
Yeah.
Okay. Brenda said I read it wrong.
Brenda said, okay. Yeah, Mom, wrong verse. It was Exodus 23, 22, 24. It was
okay.
Number 12.
That comes up right at the beginning. I promised in my words that I will destroy their plans against you, church. Exodus 23.
20.
Is that right?
Verse,
22
yeah.
Through 24.
Yeah, yes. 23 verses 22 through 24, yeah.
Okay. But if you carefully obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Mm-hmm. Now, this, of course, was spoken to Israel. When my angel goes before you and brings you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I blot them out. You shall not bow down to their gods nor serve them, nor do as they do. But you shall utterly overthrow them and break their pillars or their images in pieces.
Mm.
So that was it in the first. Now we're going to go back to here. I think he's talked about canceling the enemy's plans. That our prayer even cancels the enemy's plans. And you are to
yeah.
listen, church. And then we had Leviticus 26, 7. Now, I think this is particularly to those two leaders. I think it's God's will in the present matter. And that verse was Leviticus 26, 7. I'm already past this, but I'm going back just to show you how
sure.
I think this comes in context. You are to listen, church, and then he gives Leviticus, is that right, 26, 7?
Yes.
You shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. I think that's instruction. Go after them. Don't let anybody tell you to stop. Go after the Hamas. And then look what the next lines are. Defeat, and they're underlined. Defeat the enemy. Defeat the five nations.
Yep.
And those five nations are
Libya?
Not quite Turkey? Sure. No, you forgot Iran.
Oh, I didn't say Iran.
Russia?
Okay.
I don't think you did.
Russia, okay.
Turkey, Iran, Libya, and China. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe you did say Iran. I just didn't hear you. But you are to, underlined we have here, defeat the enemy, defeat the five nations. The change of this year is Ezekiel 38 and 39. You are to do it, and I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
No comment, but just let that stand as read. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you.
Wow.
Psalm 138:7-8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his promise for me. Your chesed, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Next line, I am with you. You are to cut them off. And then underlined, and you are stronger than them in me. I still think this is instructions to those leaders.
Yes, it is.
It can be instruction in your own life as well. Mm-hmm. Micah 5:9. Your hand shall be lifted up over your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. Very words God used. You are to cut them off. 2 Samuel 22:18. He rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. Next line. By my right hand and my strong arm, in prayer, asking and listening to me and my words. Luke 1:71. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
Oh my goodness.
Now that is it's in Luke, but it's a quote from Psalm 106:10. And then we have Psalm 9:3. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. Next line underlined, I will not let them succeed against you. I will show you the hidden and help you to defeat your enemies. I have the table prepared for you now. Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You see, the table is prepared in the presence of your enemies. He's prepared a table, everything you need. But it's in the presence of your enemies. You have my blessings. Trust in me. very, very instructive. Very, very instructive. Bless the Lord. These are the things we prayed. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
They're very direct. And they're very apropos to this hour and this war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are to pray. Yeah. He told us. He told us that he is with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's with us. He's, you know, the final say,
mm-hmm.
trust him.
Mm-hmm. Trust in me.
Right. Trust in me.
That is it right there. And he gave us such wonderful words. He said, we ask, and he gave us the answers. And this is what we can believe. His plans. That's why we don't fear. Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to add, Brother Max?
No, not really. No, praise the Lord. We will be praying over the words tonight, too, in our service. Praise the Lord.
You'll be praying tonight at your church over the words. And Brenda will have prayer Sunday out at Prayer Mountain, I think. Well, she's planning to come here. But
I don't know. She'll probably stay home because Tony's coming.
Bless the Lord.
The Lord.
All right. Thank you, Father.
Jesus. Thank you.
So don't forget, I will be Sunday morning at a Glorious Church Fellowship on 19th Street, just past the football field in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Bless the Lord, and we'll look at things that are happening. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, and we will see you here next week on Wednesday for our prayer moed. That means appointed time with the Lord. And I am going to read for the benefit. I'm in a kind of a hurry here, but I think I must do this for the new ones. This is when we were praying just after the elections on a small prayer call that Pastor Billy Edgar had called with only a few people at his church in Bergman, Arkansas. He had only about six that were on the line besides his congregation. Max and I, neither one planned to be on the line, tell each other, but we were both there. And as we were praying in tongues, Max heard in Arabic. And it jolted him. And he prayed about it. And the Lord answered him and said, pay attention. This is an assignment. You are going to hear in Arabic what Billy is saying of what is yet to come. Pay attention to what you hear in Arabic, your native tongue. You hear her with no accent. I am revealing to you both through all the saints in prayer. And so the Lord calls you, we pray on this line, the saints in prayer. He has called you at various times, his company, his army, his season prayers, his prayers for this time and season. And it's not just Max and me. The interpretation is of the saints in prayer. So thank you for joining. And I do need to get away now to pack and head to my next appointment. So, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.